Wendy Snyder in for Bob Surratt this morning. I posted something on Facebook to say that I was sitting in for Bob, so tune in. And someone said, will you be talking to Joseph Lindsley? And I said, yes, I've been told we will, and we are. Joe, it's very nice to meet you.
Wendy, good morning to you. Great to meet you. Hello from Kyiv, the Ukrainian capital.
All right. And for people who are just joining us and maybe people not familiar, so your whole thing is you're an American journalist and you went out to Ukraine and basically you stayed there. Is that kind of the gist of this?
I came here in March 2020 to join a conference on media in Lviv, Ukraine. I once worked for Fox News and escaped in a car chase. It was quite a crazy experience. And then anyway, I ended up here March 2020 in Lviv, and I was going to stay for 2 weeks. The borders closed because of the pandemic. And I quickly realized that this was going to be probably one of the freest countries in the world during the pandemic. And I think that goes back to Ukraine's 2014 revolution, where the people said, we will control our democracy. So I stayed here and I loved it. And this country treated me well. And then when the drums of war began to beat last fall, I said, there must be a reason why I got stuck here for 2 years. And so now I work with Ukrainian journalists and volunteers, UkrainianFreedomNews.com, and we are sharing stories with the world and also raising money to deliver supplies to soldiers and hospitals on the front lines.
All right. And you texted this morning to our staff. Haley said that, you know, you were at a friend's restaurant listening to stories about how life has been here. Okay. First of all, it's just weird that you're just sitting there at a restaurant in Ukraine.
It is. And I mean, that's become a reality here. You know, and also this morning you had the president of France, the chancellor of Germany, and the prime minister of Italy arrived in Kyiv. They took a secret train through the night. And when they arrived at the train station, there was an air raid alarm sounding. I don't know if that was theatrics meant to show them the reality of the war or not. But, you know, Macron in particular has not been the biggest supporter of Ukraine and has called on Ukraine to negotiate. So he gets to see the reality of life here today. But people do have to continue with life. And I've been in Kyiv 2 days on this current trip. This is my first time in the capital since the war began. And so I was at my friend's parents' restaurant, and I really wanted to understand what it was like in those early days of the war when, I mean, there were even headlines in the global media saying Kyiv is on the verge of falling into Russian hands. And so my friend told me how their neighbors and friends and customers moved into the restaurant, which is in a cellar. And for almost 2 months, they lived in that basement, and people barely went outside. He said that there was a great fear of Russian saboteurs on the streets of Kyiv. And he told the story of one friend who saw someone he didn't recognize and pulled out a knife and challenged the guy. And it turns out the guy was a member of the territorial defense. And so everything was fine. But there was such an atmosphere of fear and terror in the city. And no one really expected it. And I'm reminded of, like, yesterday was a beautiful blue sky day here in Kyiv. And the cafes are open. There's people in the parks. And you see a little bit of what Kyiv was like before the war. And it was a city of amazing energy and spirit. The only difference is when you talk to people and you realize all the weight that they carry and also the fear, not knowing how long this sort of precarious existence can continue. And right now, everyone is looking to the battles in that city of Severodonetsk, where the Russians are making great gains. And then the fear is once that city falls, who will be next?
You mentioned, we're on the line with Joseph Lindsley, who's in Ukraine right now. You mentioned you went out there for the pandemic. What was so scary about the pandemic for all of us is we thought it was going to be over in a couple weeks. We had no idea how long it would last. And that's what I'm sure the people of Ukraine are feeling right now. This war has been going on way longer than many of us expected. That's the fear, and just not knowing when this is going to end. When will it end? How will it end?
That's what I was talking about with my friend today. The first few days, it was a different type of fear. There was a fear that maybe there'd be Russian tanks on the streets of Lviv or Kyiv. It was an immediate fear. But now there's this deep, almost existential fear. Like, how long will this nightmare be our reality? And my friend actually, he asked me that question. His name is Ashat, and he said, how long do you think this will last? And we both laughed, but it was not a joyful laugh. It was sort of a laugh like, we don't know. And the sad thing is, if this is very quick, it probably means it's a good thing for Russia. And that's why you see Zelensky was making the case with these European leaders today. You know, if the world sends more weapons more quickly, if Ukraine gets more support, that's the only way that Ukraine's going to last here, because Russia, the largest country in the world, they might not have the best tactics, but they have people they can throw at this. And it's by all accounts, when there is victory, it will not be soon.
And I'm sorry, I've been whining about how hot it is here in Chicago, and I can't even imagine how these people are just going about their daily lives and their business in Ukraine.
For example, in the past 2 weeks, as I was traveling the country, I was in the city of Nikopol, which is on the Dnipro River, and right across the river, you can see Russian-occupied territory. You can see the nuclear plant that the Russians occupy. And somehow people in that city, the people who have remained, go about their lives. You know, a lot of the women and children did leave. Some of them have begun to come back the past month. And in that city, when there is an air alarm, because the threat is so close, the siren sounds for the entire duration of the threat. So sometimes from 4 until 7 in the morning, you hear the constant blasting of the siren, warning you that this could happen at any point. Wendy, it's, I guess, the best word to describe it is resilience. The people of Ukraine, I think people know, and a lot of this gets lost, I think, in the global narratives, but in 2014, Ukrainians, men and women of all different ages, stood in the streets until the Putin regime fled the country. And they know that freedom comes with a price. And so there's a willingness to face that reality. It doesn't make it any easier, but they're willing to face it.
Well, it is such a pleasure to meet you. Joseph Lindsley, he's our eyes and our ears on the ground in Ukraine. Please stay safe, Joseph.
Wendy, thank you. And it was a pleasure speaking with you. Thank you.
You as well.